The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday, April 9th, the day after Easter, 2023. Well, that certainly was an interesting last half hour, wasn't it? And that's from a nurse whose father was a doctor. And their negligence. I mean, you put two and two together. I'm not going to make any claims. I'm telling you right now, there is a real problem with the healthcare. And see, we revealed at the very end of our segment, he was not vaccinated. Now, why do you think that was? See, I didn't ask Nicole, the nurse, whether she was vaccinated or not, because, I mean, she's supposed to be an active duty nurse. But the thing is her father obviously had enough brains to understand what emergency use authorization was. And he wasn't buying all this stuff. See, he has a doctor's mindset. He got this. There's a lot of doctors out there who didn't get it, who don't want to get it. They're going to toe the line because they went to school, they got their medical license, they had to take all those tests, they got all those student loans to pay off, and by God, they're not going to go against the system. They're going to do what they're told. So if you're facing dilemmas like this about your health care, looking at the prospects of medical tyranny, You know, all these people that lined up, these 220 million people plus that lined up and got at least one or more jabs, and maybe boosters. Your clock is ticking, folks. And if you think that it's going to get any better in 2024, wait till you find out that Sleepy Joe, who hasn't even announced he's running yet, is going to rely on an army of online influencers for his reelection campaign, and they may even have their own briefing room at the White House. So what they're going to do is they're going to go on the college campuses, all these libtard institutions, and they're going to turn everybody against Trump, and they're going to bring out millions more votes of voters who really didn't care before. And they're going to vote socialism into this country unless we, the people who are right thinking, do something to stop it. So if you have a son or a grandson that is going to one of these libtard institutions, maybe it's time you sat down and had a long political conversation with them to tell them what's going to end up with this country if you elect this joke again. Or anybody like him. Chicago already, they got a new Democrat mayor who's worse than the outgoing one. We'll see just how much crime actually stops. Because when you take away the cops and you take away the guns, then only the criminals have guns. But see, the thing is the criminals aren't smart enough. Well, maybe they are. Maybe the criminals are smart enough not to go after elected officials. Because if they went after elected officials and started killing them en masse instead of like this gangland violence that's going on the south side of Chicago, which John Lott Jr. has told us about on this show with crimeresearch.org, maybe if they started, see, this is the thing. Nothing ever happens until the elite are affected by it. Then all of a sudden something happens. It's sad, isn't it? After a news report highlighted luxurious vacations that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas allegedly accepted from a wealthy friend, Thomas said he was advised he didn't have to report the tips. Well, All these trips that he made? Yeah. Thomas's critics in Congress promptly seized on that report last week, suggesting it raised the appearance of impropriety. Of course, AOC was the first one opening her yap, demanding that justice be impeached. Yeah, that's not going to happen. They want him investigated. They want he's been a target of the left, and they want him out. And wait a minute. Did you seem to forget? What do I have to do? Call myself a honky and a cracker before I can call you something? Is that how it works? How is it you don't recognize the fact that Justice Clarence Thomas is black? Oh, you can't say that, Krieger. He's African American. Oh, darn. I'm half Polack. How about a good Polack joke? You got a good one out there? I got a million of them. You see, back in the 60s and 70s, we used to call each other names and crack Polack jokes on the bus, and everybody would just laugh. And I would go home, I'd get off the bus, I'd be laughing because I just heard a new one. I heard a new Polack joke today, Mom. Well, that's all right, David. Don't tell me. You know, but it's funny, Mom. See, we didn't take it seriously. Oh, everybody's all offended now. You might as well all dress up in drag and sashay around and show us how offended you are. I mean, just like they did in the Tennessee legislature, which is why they almost got rid of all three of them. They only got rid of two. Maybe they should have gotten rid of the third one. That gives Democrats really something to bitch about. And now they want to go after a black justice. Really? Wow. See, the Democrats are a little confused. See, what they really are saying is they don't like conservatism. They don't like people being conservative. They don't like people who propound the idea of saving money, about how leadership by example, about meritocracy, about how you should be promoted. Seriously. You're promoting capitalism. You're promoting free market society. Oh, they don't want that. They want the government to nationalize all the businesses like Government Motors, take them all over. Only this time the federal government basically is telling all the business owners what to do. And the business owners right now that are all woke, like Nike, telling everybody, oh, you people need to be kind and gentle and be, you know, don't be indifferent about all this. Just because we have a drag queen or a guy that thinks he's a woman on there modeling our sports bras and our leggings, that you're going to get all bent out of shape over it. Folks, I will never buy another Nike product again as long as I live. Because they just unzip their fly. And voila, look what they have. Male parts. Yeah. You see, this is what it's all about. It's not so much the fact that you don't want to just do it in private or go to a club that specializes in that exclusively to adults. No, you want to drag kids in and have drag queen story hour. You know, like I said, it's one thing to do it in front of consenting adults. It's another thing to try to brainwash the minds of young children to confuse them so you can groom them for your own sexual pleasure later on. And see, when they realize after all of this and all this grooming, and they think, well, maybe I might be a girl. I should go have my, you know, privates lopped off. And then they realize, wow, I made a mistake. Yeah, you can't put it back on. Can't put the Twinkie back in the wrapper. Sorry, ain't happening. And then they kill themselves because they're depressed, because this is what the rest of their life is going to look like. And all these mommies and daddies out there that are promoting it, you're part of the problem. The ones who don't know that it's going on behind the scenes to the kids, their own kids come home and start fights at home. Well, what did you learn in school today? I got to go in the closet and play dress up. No, the teacher told me I couldn't tell you that. What do you think mommy and daddy of conservative nature would think if all of a sudden their kiddo came home and told them that? They'd be in shock. It's like, you're not going to school, and when the truant officer comes to the door, we're going to have some words. Honey, you better get on the phone to the attorney. Let's file a lawsuit against the school. See, this is what they don't want, which is why they're telling the teachers to tell the kids, shh, don't say anything. Don't tell mommy and daddy. My God, we can't have that. Oh, no, but we're gonna brainwash all your kids in college age once they get there. We're going to liberalize them all and then hire them to be influencers for the Biden administration. So, my. How's that going to work? You see, this is why mommy and daddy need to sit down and have a very long talk with Junior and tell him the way things really are and what's going to happen if he votes for Biden or any of his ilk to the future of this country. This country was founded on the Constitution. That is what right now is protecting what little value and freedom we have left. And of course, then you have blowhard DAs like the St. Louis, Missouri circuit attorney, Kim Gardner. She's just been sanctioned by a judge for dropping the ball on so many cases. This is another reason why Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is trying to remove her from office. George Soros linked U.S. prosecutor, folks. She mishandled over 3,000 cases. Think she should still be in office? Who voted her in anyway? I hope it wasn't her kind. She's black. I would think that they wouldn't get under your skin like that. And see, if you see the black on black crime, you would think, gee, Kim Gardner, who is black, should be doing something to protect us, don't you think? You talk about disparity. That's a real problem. Disparity. Go think about that, right? Disparity. Mike in Alaska, you're on the show. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, David. Yeah, I've got so many topics to touch on, but I'll just take a few here. I talked to my buddy Brady this morning. We're really disgusted. That last segment you had of that poor lady with her father in the hospital, I'm disgusted with our hospitals. And you know what, David? I think the Cuomo brothers in New York, they need to be arrested. They made a game out of people dying, and they haven't been held accountable. That's what's wrong with our country. We don't give a crap anymore about nothing except self-pleasure, self-gratification. That's our country right now. You know, I would like everybody to go to the ICMJ.com, the International California Mining Journal.com. It's a 95-year-old publication. They predicted this 50 years ago. I collect the old magazines. It's a publication that comes out once a month. It's about mining and prospecting. And basically, they've got a thing called the ball mill about legislative reports. They reported, I read 50-year-old articles about our country going to hell because we gave away mining, we stopped logging, we restricted fishing and ranching, and we gave away the pharmaceutical industry to China. Every time you take a pill, you're taking a Chinese pill. Who knows what's in it? They've tried to poison us so many times. The toys, they've had cadmium-coated, painted toys where the children put it in their mouth and they get the metal. And I mean, it's disgusting. Fluoride.
Hey, Mike,
fluoride is an acid. Yes.
Mike, I got news for you this morning. How long have you been consuming gene-therapied pork? Do you know that since 2018, pork producers have been using customizable mRNA-based vaccines on their herds? The very first RNA-based livestock vaccine was a swine influenza H3N2 RNA shot licensed in 2012, developed by Harris Vaccines, followed up with an avian influenza mRNA shot in 2015, a rabies shot for pigs in 2016, mRNA-based. And they're injecting all this. It was developed by Merck in partnership with Moderna. And they've been doing this since 2018. God knows how much pork, if you haven't bought it from a local pork producer that doesn't do this, you've been eating all the stuff that produces spike proteins and screws with your DNA. How's that for news this morning?
Oh, that's just, we knew that. We, you know, smart people like you, David, and Brady, and other people that do the research and that can look through the smoke and mirrors. I mean, even in the Bible, the smoke was when they called smoke and mirrors. They even discussed that in the Bible in the old days of fooling people. But Oh, yeah. You know, Ray and I, we go on this, we call into about 10 radio stations a day when we're not busy. And we call in after you. We talk, we go to K-Fire, K-Fire, 550, North Dakota. We mentioned your show last week. And they put us down for it because we told them to listen to the Power Hour with David Krieger about the Myrna shots and how they're injecting beef. I said, you guys in North Dakota, you know, a lot of our beef comes from Montana, North Dakota. My son lives down in Montana there. But these beef producers and these farmers, you know, there's a seed out there, David, called Roundup Ready Seeds. They've already got the insecticide built into the seeds.
Genetically modified. Yep.
Yeah, and I talked to my buddy. He's a scientist for USDA down there. He said now they're not telling anybody, but most of the bees are dying off because of Roundup. And Brady said that 80% of people now are coming up with glyphosate in their bloodstreams. And this USDA scientist said that 75% of all surrounding farms, the trees, the shrubbery, and everything now has Roundup bleeding into the systems of the flowers and the plants. Roundup, these farmers in North Dakota need to get their heads out of their butts because
Mike, you remember Missouri House Bill 1169 that I was talking about last week? Well, a similar measure is being posited in North Dakota and Idaho and Arizona at the same time. It failed in Tennessee. I don't understand that. I mean, these people literally are going to eat this crap until they pass out and die. I mean, this is what they're trying to do, is to speed up the death of everybody in America that eats food for a living. I mean, we all need something to survive, and now this is one of the reasons why, you know, everybody may be going vegan, growing heirloom seeds in their garden and living off their chicken coop, you know, their own personal private flock stock. I mean, this is just nutty.
Absolutely.
So what did the radio station, what did Cape Fire say when you told them to listen to our show? You said they put you down?
KFYR 550. Yeah, they said, where do you get your sources from?
Because they're in Bismarck. They're in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Yeah. Daryl and Todd, they're so-called conservatives, but to get anything in their head, they're so hard-headed about this. They don't listen to InfoWars. They won't go to BitChute. They don't go to the Power Hour to get the information. It's like Congress. They're useless. Congress, that Kevin McCarthy is making me disgusted. I can't stand that guy anymore.
There's some really shady stuff going on behind the scenes here that's going to get us into real trouble. Yeah, well,
yeah, I listened to Brian Kilmeade this morning. He's another useless cuck. He wants to double the size of our defense. He wants to go in and just wipe out the Russians because of Ukraine. And then they're going to go into Taiwan. You know what? Let's take Cuba. If they want to, let's go in and help the people. I'm sick of it. I'm totally disgusted with Washington.
Oh, yeah.
David.
See, we have names for all those. I'll sing you a little 50s song. Nuke of Earl. Yeah, that's what they are. Nukes of Earl. Yeah, let's just go nuke everybody. Yeah, we'll make it all our problems will go away. You know, now we got Iran right now getting ready to attack Israel and start holy Armageddon, Batman. And what can I say? This is just, it's nutty, Mike. I got phone lines are stacking up. I appreciate you letting me know what KFYR is saying up in North Dakota up there. You guys really need to pull your heads out of where the sun never shines. Chad in North Carolina, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Hope you are, Dave.
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Well, I just wanted to say a couple of things. Nicole, she's a witness to the systemic problem we have with the entire medical system. This is it's obviously a top-down authoritarian system now where this sort of thing is allowed or pushed.
Yep.
And what she ought to do, my suggestion would be, she needs to get in communication with Dr. Dennis Cuddy, because maybe he said it in the past interview you did, or on another show I caught the tail end of a few weeks ago, he mentioned that there was a board or panel that the hospitals were only going to be paying attention to, not the wishes of, you know, the family or whatever, or the Hippocratic Oath or anything like that. It's just like a cookie-cutter system they've created where this thing is allowed to happen or they make money off of it.
Well, and, let me jump in on this one. Yeah, let me jump in on this one, Chad. There, she mentioned something which I wanted to point out, and I didn't get her to extrapolate it because of time. Had I had a whole hour with her, I would have extrapolated this. And the thing is that she said we had to call the patient advocate. Now, understand something about patient advocates. We've had Graith Care, Priscilla Romans from Graith Care on. They are a patient advocate. When you hire a patient advocate inside, or you call patient advocacy inside the hospital, you are getting a hospital employee that acts like a risk manager that is there for one reason and one reason only, and that's damage control. They are there because they're being paid by the hospital to pat you on the back and go, there, everything's going to be okay. We'll look into it, and nothing ever happens.
I heard that. I have no doubt.
Don't ever. If you think you're going to get away with going in there unvaccinated, oh, my God. Have you got another guest coming? Yeah, when they slap that DNR in your face and say, here, sign this, you're going to die. It's like, Right. Dude, I'm out the door, and if you try to get in my way, I'm going to punch your lights out. This is attempted murder, and that's exactly what's been happening in hospitals all over the United States of America, and people are turning a blind eye to it. They don't care. You know, these victims, you go listen to any of them. I heard 10 hours worth of testimony in San Antonio, and I'm telling you, that's one of the reasons I had Nicole on especially, because she was a nurse. And I know in the back of your mind, Chad, you're thinking, Nicole, you should have known. You should have known what they were doing. No, they didn't. They trusted modern medicine. They were educated into the platform. You know,
nobody was
said.
Sure what they were doing in the early stages or how bad the system was set up, you know, to do these things. And but I was aware that something bad was going on because most of us who, you know, pay attention to politics at all knew that they never struck down Obamacare. And, of course, the Democrats tried to claim that the Republicans wanted to kill Granny. But as Dr. Dennis Cuddy pointed out, with Obamacare, it really was brought in with that. And I think Mr. Chara, I think he pointed that out in one of his interviews on InfoWars. But I had another story I wanted to tell you. A few weeks ago, I got one of these messages in my voicemail that the local hospital or the regional hospital system here wanted to do a town hall conference call for people to talk about cardiovascular health and to give information about the updated COVID vaccines.
Oh, God.
So I thought, I've got to be on that call. And so a day or two went by, and then the call finally came in, and I got my question when they started talking about vaccines, and I was the last caller on there. And, of course, they tried to say how important it is, you know, to have your updated flu shots and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
And so they tried to ping-pong ball me around to one receptionist to the next, and then they finally got me on there, and I said, how can you guys keep promoting COVID vaccines when the CDC and Pfizer and everybody else says it can cause myocarditis? And the lady's response, that, you know, I went to listen only mode, and she said, well,
yeah,
that's a very important question to be concerned about. We are very concerned about the safety of vaccines, and they sort of whitewashed the whole thing about at the end of telling people they still needed to get their vaccines, as if it was, oh, well, that's just a concerned person, you know. And that's how it ended up. But it sounded like most of the people asked questions.
Yeah.
And it's all HHS, by the way. We get commercials here all the time. Health and Human Services, they're the ones promoting it on the radio, on the television. It's the top-down system. And I'm sure there's been some experts that have pointed that out.
Yeah, coming soon to a grocery store near you. You know, go get your jab. Oh, my. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you got on the call, and I figured you were going to get that kind of answer. But this is as bad as Sarasota Memorial Hospital packing their room full of doctors and employees so that the public who comes in to complain has no place to sit. So, I mean, this is the same kind of stuff, what they call, you know, stacking the call. Putting stooges in there so that nobody can ask a legitimate question. And they can, I see what I want to see, Chad. What I want to see is when somebody, and this is where I think Nicole was saying she didn't want to talk about the hospital because of the fact she's in litigation. They want to go after them for negligence, and they'll get a good attorney and they'll go after him for negligence and killing their doctor because she heard the nurse say that guy's got what he's got coming. That shows intent. For her to stand out there and say, he gets what he deserved, he's unvaccinated, he deserved to die, da-da. When they say that, that clearly shows what their intent is. Their intent was to murder him. And if you can't hang somebody out civilly for that, this whole system has gone to hell in a handbasket. Well, maybe it already has.
My question is if the person who made those comments was actually a medical doctor, because that sounds like malpractice right there.
That doesn't matter. Nurses have the same code. Nurses have the same oath. They have an oath, too, to do no harm. But for her to say in front of doctors making their rounds, and the doctors didn't say anything to the contrary, to say, now, nursey, you shouldn't say stuff like that. That's bad PR. It's just not, it's a violation of your Hippocratic oath. We need to remove you from the floor if you're going to. They didn't say that. No, they were making their rounds. Right. She said they were making their rounds, and this nurse went, that guy in there has got it coming. He didn't get jabbed. We all got jabbed. And they see how this is. They hate people that are unvaccinated, which should tell all of you out there, you cannot trust what's going on in today's hospitals unless you're into the ER. Go to the ER, the local ER unit, whatever those little walk-in clinics are, to get sutured. You got no business going into the hospital. So, you know, Moderna, as a matter of fact, we published an article a long time ago in our email blast, Chad. In an audio recording, Moderna representative admits that everybody who got that COVID injection is a participant in a drug trial. It's part of a huge experiment. Exaggerated immune response cytokine storm in the heart cells. And this is one of the reasons why we have been talking about Virex on this show, about Paratrax and Detoxidine. Or Detoxidine, you can say it either way, but we've just taken on Virex. It was designed for people that got the jab to clean the spike protein out of their system, as well as Paratrax and Detoxidine. So I don't know what else to say. You can check the internet resources that we provide online from vaccinereaction.org, thevaccinereaction.org, NVIC.org, NVICadvocacy.org, medalerts.org. PubMed.gov. I mean, there's so many places you can check right now. Chad, we're out of time for this segment. I appreciate your call. Thanks for giving us the heads up that the HHS and what they're doing. Yeah, we got something about the HHS, too, about prioritizing organ transplants by race. Oh, dear God. It's coming. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the break. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being mean so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's It's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And a pleasant good morning to those of you just joining us 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time on Monday, April 9th, 2023. Just wanted to let you know that the Biden administration's efforts to increase racial equity across government agencies, the America First Legal Foundation has filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Department of Health and Human Services to investigate what it suspects to be a forthcoming racist overhaul of the nation's organ transplant system. Yep. This request seeks all the department's records relating to organ transplantation that includes mentions of race, ethnicity, discrimination, and other such terms, charging the Biden administration plans to make race a factor in prioritizing organ transplant recipients. Gee, I wonder if discrimination also means those who are vaccinated versus those who are not. You see, they'll get you one way or another. If they don't get you with the jab, well, who knows? They show up at your front door with all those black SUVs rolling up or four cattle wagons full of BATF agents. Remember that? Yeah, it happened back in 1993. Remember that? Yeah, what is it, 51 days later, 53 days later, the place burns to the ground, then they bulldoze all the evidence? Yeah, remember that? How many of those do we have before you wake up? Most people don't care.
Well, it didn't affect me, not in my backyard. I'm a NIMBY, not in my backyard.
Yep. Wow. Did you know that your retail receipt you get from a grocery store could be toxic? Yeah, there's a new, the Ecology Center recently published the results of a 2022 study of the chemical composition of retail receipts in the U.S., finding 80% of the receipts contain toxic substances. The Ecology Center tested receipts from 144 major chain stores in 22 states plus the District of Columbia. Bisphenols, most commonly BPA or BPSs, were found in 80% of the receipts tested, a 13% decrease from the center's findings in 2017. However, just imagine that. Going to the grocery store, and all of a sudden, you get a receipt back from the clerk, and you touch it, and it's got toxic chemicals. Imagine that. And of course, now back in 2013, one Reuters article opened with the following stunning sentence: long-term high-dose use of painkillers such as ibuprofen or diclofenac is equally hazardous in terms of heart attack risk as use of the drug Vioxx. Wow. How does that work? Yeah. You see, this is one of the reasons why we have Strauss heart drops. This is one of the reasons we have other things on the Power Mall. And see, anything published, talked about by Reuters, which is Tavistock, anything published in The Lancet, which The Lancet is, they're like lying half the time, you know, and ibuprofen is not the all-encompassing thing. Naproxen sodium works too with less harm. I mean, I know that because I take that if I have a really bad headache. A British doctor has pioneered a low-carb diet as cure for obesity and type 2 diabetes. This is Dr. David Unwin, U-N-W-I-N. Yep. And so, you know, it's a fix to the obesity crisis, a low-carb lifestyle that not only helps patients lose weight, but also in more than half of his patients who are on the diet, has even managed to reverse type 2 diabetes. So we have a link to our email blast that you can go and read that story. We do this because obviously we have a limited amount of time and a huge amount of news for Monday, right? But again, we were talking this last hour with Nicole Sapp, who is has a BSN in nursing and could not understand at the time, because they've been so conditioned to believe everything that the medical industry professes, that you should just trust modern medicine. Oh, you're sick, go to the ER. You see, there are people out there that think like that. It's like, okay, I've been told already by people on the show that if I go there and I've got pneumonia or a cold, there's a very good chance they're going to put me in a bed, they're going to restrain me, juice me up with fentanyl and other depressants and sedatives so that I can't talk back. They're going to pump me full of remdesivir and put a ventilator on me, and I'm going to die. Because I trusted Uncle Sam. I trusted the damn government. I didn't make God my number one, my numero uno. I didn't believe Jesus Christ raised from the dead. No, oh, but God forbid, Biden is the one. Biden is our new Jesus Christ. Biden is our new almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing. Yeah. No. See, this is a problem. You people put all your faith in them and not in God, and you get what you get. Yeah. And the IRS has also issued a renewed last-minute warning to taxpayers certain claims on their taxes. If you put certain claims on your taxes, that could get you audited. You get what you get. Just a week over to go for before tax filing day, and now, you know, they got the Dirty Dozen list out now. All these taxpayers out there that are dummies that are taking your, I tell you, H&R Block and Jackson, you had busted my returns, and there's not one damn thing you're going to do to fix that, other than go to a CPA to get into your taxes. And did you know, I've taken my return. One year I took them to three different CPAs and I got three different tax returns back, all saying three different things. I took the best one and said, okay, file that. You know, where gives me the biggest refund or the least amount of taxes I got to pay? You see, tax avoidance is legal. Tax evasion is not. So maybe if you all were thinking right, And I'm talking about the 220 men out there that trusted the government, went out and got the jab or second jab or boosters. And I got to keep my job, so I got to take the boosters. Uh-huh. What part of that equation about, I think I need to get another job. I'm sure there's a doctor's office out there that would love to have me. I just got to go find them. You know, maybe if they went to timetofreeamerica.com, there's a whole list of places that are hiring, and you don't have to have the vaccine to get hired. Maybe that's where you need to look. Oh, no, we can't be bothered to do that. We just have to do what our boss tells us because, you know, he's our boss, and, I mean, he should know better. Just like the government, you know. Well, they're the government. They know everything. They should know better. Yeah, they got all these scientists and people, and we pay our tax dollars to, so therefore we expect something in return. Not without strings attached. See, I think we all know that. And the IRS has now said it's going to increase enforcement in the area of digital asset transactions and listed transactions. So if you've been trading in crypto, it's Ether, for God's sakes. Look how fast FTX, if that didn't scare you into not playing around in digital assets, you see, they want to control that. Because, see, CBDC, that is a digital asset. And as long as they can sink their teeth into that and control it, and you have no way to exist, they can choke off your medical care, choke off your food supply, choke off your utilities. They can literally, and you have no way to pay your taxes. Now the county can come and take, the government can come and take your property for non-payment of taxes because you didn't make plans on how you were going to pay your future taxes. See, when they control all this, eventually they're going to take over everybody's property. And see, the states need to get their heads out of their DC-minded asses and start thinking about the end consequence of what the government is going to do to violate the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution when it comes in attempting to take over a state. And then all the governors do like what the McLennan County Sheriff did at Waco and roll over and let them do whatever they want. See, that's a problem. When you have all these state wannabe politicians out there that are DC wannabes, they all think, well, I'm gonna go to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to make all this money, and I'm going to do this, but I got to start small. So I got to start in the governor's office of this state because I know I could run for president, and I could be president someday, and I could get all these perks and honoraria and all these bribes and all this Chinese money. I could be a senator, and I could do, see, that's what they all got, this thing in their head. And they don't care about you if they're the governor of the state that you live in, and they're doing things that indicate they want to go to D.C., well, maybe it's time you expose that and let them all fry. We don't need them in office, folks. They're going against the grain. They are not what we the people elected. They're not doing the will of we the people. They've turned it around and made it all about them. Small businesses across the United States, by the way, are experiencing a surge in bankruptcies, surpassing levels they have not seen since 2020. Gotta love that. Now we've got reported shootings in Louisville with multiple casualties. That just hit the wires right now. Dave in New York, sorry to keep you holding. What's up?
Hey, I remember when getting your receipt just gave you extra levels of estrogen. right. Yeah, there's three, at least three different things going on here right now. And probably, if I were to get any of the Billy Crohn documentaries, it would be Klaus Schwab, The Third Reich, and the COVID-19 Holocaust. And you mentioned 1993. Well, on The Simpsons, of all places, it described the pandemic. And, you know, The Simpsons were all, you know, it's out there. And then in 2003, there was a TV series called Dead Zone, and that described the coronavirus pandemic, and the X-Files had a program about it. So it's, they put it out there in your face all the time, and what are you going to do about it? Okay, but if you watch that Klaus Schwab thing, I mean, to see the words come out of these evil demons' mouths, and Bill Gates and his wife laughing about the next batch of stuff that's coming along. It's going to kill a whole. He says this will get their attention. So they've got the next one all planned, ready to go out and deliver it, you know, to put it in. You know, God's will again. I mean, you got, when people pray over food and you actually change the content of it, and I would say, you know, they're forcing me to take the jab, just say, hang on a second, to say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And that's about the best I can do, you know, because I believe it.
So, well, true as it may seem.
Yeah, and then Dr. Doug Rocky, in 2007, he did the Justice and Freedom Conference, and it was Freedom Law School was, you know, giving it, and it was www.livefreenow.org. I don't know if that is still available in that organization, but he talked about in Illinois, and I don't even remember this, but there were student riots, and they used to put uranium rounds on them. And here years later, the phone company's coming through there, and they hit something, and they say, ruh-roh. And it was some fleeting uranium stuff. Now, there's each country, basically, Israel and everybody else has different size rounds that they use, fleeting uranium. Now, this stuff doesn't go away. It has a half-life longer than, you know, and that's why Doug Rocky ended up with, you know, multiple kidney surgeries and stuff, because it was in him. But, he actually had people call in or get a hold of him that were involved in the cover-up, the Blackhawks taking away all the evidence and everything like that, that actually worked there. You know, he goes, and these guys were just doing their job. I mean, you know, and to get rid of that evidence, all that stuff there. Other than Kent State, I didn't know that, you know, we were shooting our own college students, but I guess apparently we were. And, that Klaus Schwab, that's really, and there's another one that, I got this from PBS. Now, on PBS, you think, they're all lefties. Well, if you watch Independent Lens or Point of View, there's some really good stuff on there. And that's where I got, from PBS, I got Shadow World inside the global arms trade. And when they can't get something to go through Congress, then they go through, it shows you exactly how they do it, going to all these different leaders of different countries and all. And they're the ones that put it through. They're the ones that, you know, use a depleted uranium and everything and whatnot. And you'll see Ronald Reagan there, and you'll see, the head of England and all this other stuff. And it makes you want to, you know, throw up again. But it's, you know, so things are pre-planned. And when I, you know, cognitive dissonance has to kick in, you know, because you really can't imagine that they had it this well planned. Well, guess what? Satan's got a little free reign here for a little while, and you know, he's going to go to and fro and kill as many people as possible.
That's right.
I don't think that I don't think the upcoming nuclear blasts are going to happen because that'd be too soon. And I've heard that there's going to be massive death in 2025, so it doesn't make any difference who becomes president.
Yeah. Well, Dave, we have that much time to prepare. If what you're saying is true, and I've heard 2025, but it's based on what the global elites are saying, 2025, I figure that we probably have less than 2 years, whatever it is that you're going to do to fight this off and survive, you've got less than 2 years to do it in. I said 2 years or less. So that means that, you know, if you didn't get a call for action sooner than later, it should be sooner.
Yeah, let me leave in a happy note, okay?
The you got a Pollock joke for me?
Election or whatever. Yeah. Well, sort of, I guess it is, but the upcoming president, you know, by the year or 2025 or whatever, it's not going to be Hillary, okay? It's going to be Michelle Obama. No, sir. We'll see what happens. Thanks, Dave.
Gotta love it. Thank you, sir. Brady in Las Vegas, yeah. Sorry to keep you on the hold horn here. What's going on?
Good morning, Dave. I have to correct that last night. I think it's going to be Michael Obama. Come on now.
Oh, there you go. Michael, that's right. Yeah, and Michael in drag? Michael in drag. Oh, my God, where did you get that dress? I know, shoes.
Oh, it's horrible.
You remember Johnny on Airplane? Remember Johnny on Airplane on the movie Airplane when he sat there chiding the pilot's wife? And where did you get that dress and those shoes? you know, said that it's a big plane. It looks like a giant Tylenol. You know, see, I mean, this is all just in our face now. Now we got a shooting, multiple shooting and multiple deaths in Louisville that just happened. This is not going to stop. I can't wait to read the news headlines on that puppy.
You know, I just got back from the store. I had to run in the morning. I was out of drinking water. So I went to the gas station. I wanted to see what a gallon water was right here on the strip in Vegas. And for 1 gallon of pure water was $3.87. That's pretty nice. You know, I went to Smith's, the grocery store, which opened at 6. And here comes in the deli cooks, you know, the ones that are making the sushi in the morning. They're already masked up. They drove up to the place. They got out of the car with their mask on, walked up to me, looking at me like, where's your mask? And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Three people that walked into this store at that time, workers, were still wearing their masks. So it's really not getting through to a lot of people. The ones that have been jabbed are in total denial. So you're looking at six out of eight people that got the jab realistically, and they're denying it. And I happen to be around my whole family, which is all jabbed up. I could go into a whole show about all the problems we've had because of the COVID jabs. I don't feel good. Every time we have holidays and I get around all them jabbed up people, my family, I feel horrible. They're shedding that mRNA frequency on me, and I feel horrible. It's not good. And then you try to explain it. You know, I'm very susceptible to EMF rays and frequencies and energy things. I've always been that way. And one thing that I've always picked up on is the frequency that's inside that COVID-19 mRNA. Again, the mRNA is the spike protein, which is also the bioweapon designed to kill you. And now you tell me they've been putting it into the pork. Well, we've known that since, what, 3-4 years ago, but they've been doing it since 20 years now. And, I was never informed of this.
I know. Yeah, and see, this is why Missouri, Idaho, North Dakota, Arizona, and unfortunately Tennessee didn't make it happen. But they want to put labels on everything saying this stuff's got garbage in it. You need to be aware of, and they're going, oh, no, you can't do that. We can't poison enough people if you don't do that. So, hey, by the way, did you know that Musk's electric car company, Tesla, is expanding its China plant? It's making large-scale batteries in China now. Did you know?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Did you see the Tesla that caught fire and it blew up 18 separate times?
Yeah,
because those batteries inside those cars are ticking time bombs. And as you saw what happened in Florida, when you put water together with a lithium battery, ba-boom, you figure how many bombs you got sitting around the United States right now when we get flooded coming up this springtime are going to be going off and you can't put the fire out.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and I appreciate you chiming in this morning, Brady. I'm going to cut you short here because I've got to get to the rest of the stuff that we've got. We had so much news today, like 50-some-odd stories, in addition to Nicole being on the show. God, man, I really feel sorry for her dad, who was a doctor. And he even realized something was up, but it was too late to do anything about it, and they just neglected him. So you got to wonder, I think she didn't want to mention the hospital because they're planning on filing legal action. So I sure hope I'm going to keep in touch with Nicole and make sure that we get the lowdown on that in the future, as we always do. Besides the security firm warning Android smartphone users to update their phones now, we're hearing stories about if you go out and you have an Android smartphone and you get the Bluetooth connection, if they have an app for Bluetooth, it's a Bluetooth scanner. And if you download that, I'm being told by people that you literally can hold your phone up with that app on and you can see people who have had the jab because the metal shows up in the Bluetooth. We're talking about frequency here. So you can actually hold it up to that person in front of them. Here's the test. If you've gotten the jab, get that app on your Android smartphone and hold it up to the mirror and point it at yourself to see whether or not it picks it up, whether you've got metals in your body. Here's another one. Go to a cemetery of people who have died recently and hold your Android phone with the Bluetooth app, the scanner on, and see how many of those graves light up because they got mRNA in them because they died of the jab. Now, just food for thought. I don't want to propound any conspiracy theories here, but man, you wouldn't believe the stuff I'm hearing. And then Breitbart's got a new, I'm looking on my phone here. I just got a text in and they're talking about, let's see, what is it? Florida grand jury slams Joe Biden's child trafficking program. I mean, this is Breitbart, folks. We also have another tip under gardening, farming, and homesteading, why you should add Swiss chard to your garden. I've got some. I think I'll go plant some today. China, by the way, is blasting a World Health Organization chief over offensive comments on where it originated from. And we have a 22-year-old Army National Guard member suffering an array of health issues after she was forced to get two of the jabs. Well, are you not surprised? Yeah, we got all sorts of news we couldn't cover today, but in the meantime, we're going to be back for tomorrow's segment of the Power Hour. Justin Porter with North American Urban Spice will be joining us. Until then, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American Urban Spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.